11 past five. Well, the fight against the gangland war in our city's southwest continues this afternoon. New South Wales police have made a number of new arrests right across Sydney. Strikeforce Raptor executed 42 search warrants over the past week and have arrested six alleged associates of the warring Alameddin and Harmsey families. Officers also seized $400,000 in cash, cars, drugs, weapons, jewellery. Detective Superintendent Jason Weinstein is the squad's commander and he joins me live on the line with the very latest. Detective Superintendent, thank you for your time and welcome back to Drive.
Thanks, Jim, and good to be back on your program.
Well, it's a major development in the fight against the ongoing gangland war, but there's still a hell of a lot of work to do, I imagine.
Yeah, look, Jim, as with anything with organised crime or bikie groups, OMCG groups, I guess the work in this area never stops. But the good thing about Raptor and the announcement by the Commission of the Government of increasing our numbers is that, we are solely now focused 115 strong from the 1 July on combating and eradicating organised crime.
Your squad arrested six alleged associates of the Alameddin and the Harmsey families. Has the feud between them calmed down at all?
Look, the reality is, and look, there's obviously a lot of ongoing investigations into and around that current conflict. But, I can certainly say the intelligence that we are receiving and the people that we speak to, we're fairly confident at the moment, Jim, that those two groups know that their daily movements are being looked at, reviewed, and people from Raptor are speaking to all these people every single day. They know that we are around them 24/7. And, I'm happy to say that some of their behaviours have been curtailed.
Can we expect similar operations to this one in coming weeks?
Oh, look, the reality is, we have a number of strategies, Jim, and this week was one strategy to let the individuals know and the organisations know that, Raptor won't operate on, a Monday to Friday type of template. We are there 24/7. These operations that we did, some of them were on Saturdays, Sundays, morning, afternoon, and as you said, 42 individual searches of premises across the week with 300 police involved. And the results were outstanding. But, since, Raptor commenced as a standalone squad back in, late February, we're currently undertaking about 180 different operational activities on searches of people, houses and vehicles. Mm. We've seized nearly $1 million in cash in that period of time and, close to $3.5 million in drugs. And, more importantly, at least eight firearms have been taken from the streets in that 6 to 7 week period.
What do you say to residents of the southwest, who might be concerned, who've got fears? What's your message to them this afternoon?
Look, there's no need to have the fears, Jim. I know that one drive-by shooting, and there was one, in the last couple of days in the Bankstown Police Area Command. But, one drive-by shooting is one too many. But they can be rest assured that you will see the visibility of Raptor in and around the streets, not just to southwestern Sydney, but across the entire state. Because we know, Jim, that, these organisations are operating, up and down our coastlines and in our major CBD areas.
Well done on this operation to you and the team.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it and your continued support.
Good on you. That's Detective Superintendent Jason Weinstein in the ongoing battle against gangland warfare in our southwest.